Welcome back to Candy Teeth Radio. I'm here with Jeff Week.
That's me.
And this guy.
I have to say my own name? How come Jeff doesn't have to say his name?
Because he's been here. You gotta, it's like you got to get up the ranks.
I got to get up the ranks, okay. Yeah. And I'm Jake Decoy, and yeah, let's start the show.
Let's start the show. All this right. Your second show.
Second show of the year.
What's it going to be about?
We're going to be talking about art and technology, art versus technology, technology and art.
Technology
how
and
it
art.
Has affected us and a bunch of other things along the way within that subject matter.
Yeah, I got a bunch of things on 3D printing.
Yeah.
And drones. So we'll do some of that.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. 3D printing is how I wanted to start.
All right.
So with 3D printing, I never really knew anything about it until I was hanging out at Two Ravens. Man, just keeps coming back. Uh-huh. I was hanging out at Two Ravens Studio.
Yeah.
And they're a foundry, and they do this and that, making sculptures. I was hanging out there during all of the making of Ivan the Gorilla statue.
Yes.
The beloved Ivan is what the movie's called, if you want to look it up. That's all about them making it and how they raised this gorilla. And then put it in a little box and let it sit there at the BNI.
How they made the statue, or how like a documentary about Ivan?
It's the it's for the statue by Doug Granum, who's the artist, end quote.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about the end quotes in a second.
But it touches on Ivan's like history.
Yeah, yeah. It has people from his history telling
it. Yeah.
And so it's cool, like the family that had him.
Yeah.
And we'll play a little clip from it in a second. But so they're making the sculpture to put in front of the zoo, right? And they already did it. They made it. It's in front of the zoo right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it all came from 3D printing. And the sculptor, artist in quotes, Doug Granum, he got a picture from the place. I'm sure I've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. But he got a picture from... When they moved the gorilla, out of that captivity, the box that he was in, to a bigger facility in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's where he died. And so when he first got there, he picked up this flower, and this guy got a real good shot of him holding this flower and like looking at it like, what the fuck is this? This ain't made out of cement.
Yeah.
And then, so they got that picture. So Doug Granum hits up that dude with an email, not with cash, with an email. And is like, hey, can I get that picture real quick? And he's like, yeah, you know, of course. So cool. And then he sends it to the 3D printer place in Portland. This place is called Form 3D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you send it to this guy, Rob Arps. Sends the picture to this 3D printing place in Portland called Form 3D Foundry. And it's Rob Arps is the artist guy that like runs the whole place. He's the real artist in this story that I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. He's the one that gets the photograph, scans it in, and then builds the whole real thing that you can't see, you know, in that flat photograph, turns it 3D, then prints out every piece, all in pieces, sends it to the foundry, where my friends are, at Two Ravens.
Yeah.
Two Ravens Foundry.
Yeah.
And then they cast it in bronze, and then they weld it together, and then it's a big bronze statue that this dude never sculpted one little thing on. Never touched it with his hand. And he just got hundreds of thousands of dollars. A fucking boatload of money for doing nothing but like connecting the dots.
A kiddie pool full of money.
Yes! A kiddie pool. This fucker swims in it too. He loves it. Yeah. He loves the smell of it. He just keeps sticking.
I'm glad you... This is a good story to start off of because it actually touches on a lot of the components of what I think technology and art, like the conversation about it, because there's the 3D element, which is becoming, you know, people are making, like, that's a perfect example, art sculptures, art out of it. It also does, all, you know, it makes hearts and knees and limbs and, you know, it prints out, like, things for... So planes can fly.
Yeah, all these things, pieces, everything.
But it also, people are using it for art. Mm-hmm. And so the point that I, like what I grasp from that story is that, is he really not an artist because he visually saw this process and put it together? I mean, maybe a better job title would be like manager.
Yeah.
Facilitator.
Art facilitator.
But you know what I mean? Like he visualized, all right, I'm going to bring these people together and we're going to do this art.
No. He was like, how am I going to make my next 100 grand? He just did this one time before. That was from a photo. He's a famous dude. He's done a million things in Tacoma. Yeah. But he did this, one for Gig Harbor called the Big Catch is what it's called. And it's a fisherman holding a fish. Right?
Yeah.
And, he used that same process where he just sent the photo to the place, they printed it out, and then he just got paid again. He's just getting rich from going, would you guys want a statue of this picture? Cool.
I got a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy. I'll pay him. And then I just get a sculpture.
So technology is definitely working in his favor.
Yeah. Well, he's just at the beginning, so it's like, it's at this place where that's still, people are still paying that. People will stop paying that.
Yeah.
People aren't going to give you the same 100 grand from you not touching it. Yeah. As you sculpting the whole thing with your hands.
Yeah.
Like a person.
Well, because they could just buy their own 3D printer.
Yeah, anybody can. That's the whole thing. Ed was saying, I talked to Ed on the phone earlier. Let's see what he said. Benefits and...
Deficiencies.
What the benefits are, you no longer have to have a mold that you have to store after you cast the piece. And it also... you could basically create the thing in 3D and show it to your client before you actually have it in a physical form. You just send them a file.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
The things that I don't like about it would probably be the fact that the artist is now the guy behind the computer, not the person who has the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that part, yeah, because there's no fingerprints on the piece from an actual artist.
I rest my case. He was talking about, like, well, maybe if you just needed a person on a bike, you can just scan a real person on a bike. And he's all, but I would still put clay over I would get a foam printout and then still put clay over it so it's still like my sculpture.
So kind of like a skeleton.
Yeah, but it's all done, though. That would be weird. I don't know, though. I go back and forth.
Again, that's the part that I like to talk about. Not so much the what is this technology and what does it do. It's the argument that people have between is it art?
What's what? Yeah.
Or is it not art?
Yeah.
And it's like, the problem is you can't really, for me at least, I don't think you can. You have to kind of say it's all not art. Because it's like, well, he kind of did this and this with this kind of technology. So that's a little more of being an artist. But this technology over here doesn't make you an artist because, you know what I mean? And and who makes that decision? And then you get in arguments with, I get in this conversation or arguments with people about, because I've been told personally that like some of my stuff is like not, it's not.
Oh, it's not art.
It's not really art. It's like digital and all this other stuff. And it's like with the 3D printing, you really, the guy that's doing the program really is the artist, but I think it's more like a team, I guess. You look at it as more of a team. It's for someone to take all the credit for the piece that he had a team to do that, and this is also another gray area because you have these artists out there that are they have a team of people.
Yeah, they're already blown up.
You know, so they have this team. Well, but it's that person's name. You know, in this situation, I want to say, well, that guy didn't sculpt any of it. He facilitated the idea, basically, is what he did. So is he really an artist, or is he just a good manager, or whatever? You know.
What is it called? What's a person that, like, raises money called? That's what, like,
fundraising.
Yeah.
For himself.
He's a good fundraiser for himself.
It's like talking to somebody who's, you know, a Christian and you're not. It's like, they're not gonna, they're not gonna hear you because they say, well, I can make money off of it.
Yeah.
Or you're this, you know, the traditional artist that's like, you know, never gonna go digital, never gonna get into that era, but just kills it as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't know. I guess it's one of those conversations where each situation has its own story. Whatever that story might be, it's always the same debate. So it's kind of,
well,
I don't know.
It's just the same. It's just a different kind of tool, you know, like any kind of digital manipulation you can do to an image or whatever. I think people think sometimes that, like, oh, it's not art because, like, oh, anyone can do that. You know, it's the same as, like, some minimalist painting or something, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my six-year-old could do that. That's, like, what everyone says,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, why is that $50,000?
But your six-year-old can't do that, you know. And it's the same, like, just because you have a powerful computer and you can, like, feed it images and manipulate them with software doesn't mean that you're going to do that in a way that's, like, making a, you know, an end result that's going to speak to someone. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, you have to have the skill.
Right, it doesn't make you an artist to have the thing. It's funny, though, because I think, because all computers come with all that stuff now, basically. Like, you know, like, some kind of a, at least basic level of photo manipulation.
Or
you know,
get
software.
Super cheap app.
Or get super, right.
Yeah, that's
and,
depressing.
Yeah, even on your phone, you can have all these apps and everything. But I think, because people, you know, they identify with, like, what they consume, you know what I mean? And if you're not the type of person who's an artist, you know, in your brain, you know, you have access to all this stuff.
Yeah.
You could do crazy stuff with, but like.
But like your brain doesn't want to do that. It wants
or,
to do the, pull the calculator.
Or it thinks that, you know, it's not supposed to. I think that like with every person has access to all the tools, you know, to do a lot of digital art. Whereas that wasn't the case, like.
But what's the point?
Well, I'm getting there.
Sorry.
Jesus. It wasn't the case back in the day. You know, everyone couldn't be an artist, you know, like, you had to be of the leisure class.
Oh,
you know
I
what
see what you're
saying,
yeah.
Like, everyone now has, as long as you've got a phone or a laptop or something, and you can get into it and do some artistic shit with it, you know.
Are you going to Snapchat that dog face?
Right, but I think people, you know, they get into stuff like that because they don't think that they are. They're not the type of person who's allowed to do that, you know, like,
yeah,
you know,
no, but now it's opening. I think that's opening it up though. All these like stupid apps and shit where
you get to do
what I owe $60,000 for.
Yeah.
Or more than that probably, but you know what I'm saying? I haven't talked to anybody in years.
So and that's kind of where I was going, was I think people are going to start seeing that they can do cool stuff and like that whole, like, oh, I'm not an artist attitude.
Uh-huh.
People are going to like start to get out of that maybe. Especially with the younger generation.
Get out of being an I am artist?
No, that I'm not, like...
Oh,
that
I can't
be,
do it,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know? Because people are, oh, I can't draw a straight line.
But see, that's depressing when you're an artist, though. Everybody's getting turned on to this thing that you, like, found. You know, like, that's the way I feel. Like, it sounds hipster and weird. Or, like, you know, I found this.
It's mine.
You can't do art. I found this. I'm the only one that can do art.
Yeah.
But, and you want... And I want everybody to do it when I think about it. You know, like, it's something everybody should be doing. Just it's for therapy for themselves,
right.
If not anything else, and that would just make us better.
I think you have to have some kind of level of artistic skill, or at least the motivation to stick with it, because there's a lot of people that have those tools, but are, you know, they're not very good, I guess would be the nicest blunt way to say it. You know, it's like they're not very good at it, so it definitely, there's more access to all of this knowledge, but you still need some kind of foundation, I think. Whether that foundation is just like trying and trying and trying and trying, or schooling, or, you know, watching videos on how to use the programs or whatever, you know, whatever that is.
That YouTube, man.
The YouTube.
That thing's a lifesaver.
Dude, I've learned so much shit, and these kids learn everything. They just learn everything. Whatever they want, they look up that weekend when they're off school and, like, learn it.
All the woodworking stuff, I was like, I kind of want to do this.
Yeah?
And then I learned it all the shit I
needed.
What's
a router?
Yeah. How do you use this?
Ding!
Which is an artist, which YouTube is now, it's not your traditional artist tool, but it is. It's an artist tool.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
oh,
sure.
A tool of knowledge, you know? It's like probably one of the biggest technology-esque things that have really changed the way everything is done. You have guys that are just video DIY
live
videos and this stuff of like, and then they have sponsors and now they have a part-time
yep.
job
yep.
telling people how to like make some whatever. But yeah, these guys have, you know, 300,000-400,000 views, and they're not buying them. You know, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not paying somebody to look at them. These guys actually have these followers, and you know, getting sponsorships and all this other stuff. So
yeah, like doll clothes. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, if you just need to know how to do anything, you just go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything, and you can find 100.
Which is weird that people ask you how to do things.
Yeah, I know. You're like, shut up. Look at your phone.
Like, did you really ask me how to do something? Do you know what Google is?
I think it's in my history, huh?
Yeah. Like, Google it first, then come back. Okay, it's 2017.
It's 2017?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
This is a new era.
Yeah.
We're in a new era.
You could say that again.
This is a new era. Yes. Let's do the dump Trump.
The dump Trump?
The Trump dump.
Okay. Trump dump.
So the Trump dump's going to be a section where we just talk shit about Trump, whatever happened bad that day. You know, or whatever's on our mind, what we saw or whatever. Because there's so much shit and I didn't even try to see anything.
Yeah, I only could ingest a few things.
Mm-hmm. Today I saw him okay that Dakota Access Pipeline.
Yep.
And sign it and then go, it's a lot of jobs, it's a lot of jobs. Good construction jobs. Fuck. That was that.
Yeah.
That was that. That's power of the pen, dude. Right there. That was that.
So happy.
The thing is like, there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, a lot of jobs. They hear that, and they're like, okay, that's cool.
Jobs are cool.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you're happy right now, you're fucking dumb. That's what I've been figuring out. I just figured that out today. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Everybody that's happy right now is fucking dumb. Not intelligent.
I'm happy right now, but for different reasons.
I don't know.
I'm dumb, yeah. I shouldn't be happy.
I don't know.
It is depressing, though.
Yeah.
It's definitely like, you're like, fuck, one, okay.
Every time I hear a new headline, though, there's like, since it's...
There's another one.
There's another one. Well, they just keep dropping.
Then he shuts down everyone's Twitter account.
Oh,
first it was the EPA.
EPA, that's
and then today it was the Badlands National Park.
Whoa. Is that where that's going down? What's Badlands National Park? Well, why would he do that?
Because they were tweeting stuff about climate change, like facts about climate change.
Alternate facts? Or no, real facts?
Just real ones.
Oh.
So then they had to be shut down. But then all these people took screenshots of it because they figured it was going to get shut down because there was like this whole order where you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But they did it anyway.
Yeah, he broke the Constitution or something. Nobody cared. He's like, so what? Yeah.
So they got the facts got around.
Yeah, the facts are loose.
Whoever runs that facility is definitely fired, I'm sure.
Jesus.
Yeah, for sure.
It's coming down the pipeline. That guy's, like, getting fired.
But, you know, you can't, like...
Just crazy. Just, like, literally crazy.
Like, that's not right to, like, be punishing people for informing the public of, like, just, like, facts.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, shutting down everyone's, like, method of talking to the people. It's crazy.
They have a new... This is a good one, too. Are you ready for this one? This one's a good one, too. There's so many good ones! And by good ones, I don't mean good.
Maybe we can just be done after this next really good one here.
Nah, well, I'll just tell you about it instead of reading it, and then it won't be as bad.
It won't be as depressing?
Yeah, because it won't be as long. They have a new law they're trying to get passed, where if you hit a protester... It's okay.
Or in your car?
If you hit a protester in your car, it's okay.
As long as it's an accident.
As long as it's an accident.
Uh-huh.
As long as they're in the road.
And it's an accident. And you didn't do it on purpose. You promised you
didn't remember, do it on purpose. Don't do it on purpose. Ding.
I just see, like, jacked up pickup trucks with flags on them. And dudes, no, like, a mob of people in the bed of the truck just like whooping it up and fucking just plowing through fucking protesters, dude.
That are praying on their knees for water.
Uh-huh.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't have a comment.
Don't comment on it.
I'm so...
What about the Women's March? That was very impressive and insane.
Yeah.
Every picture everywhere was insane, or video or anything. The amount of people...
All around the world, too.
Jesus Christ, that was... I didn't know it was around the world. I didn't know it was about to happen, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't know we were that outnumbered. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Women go over the world, man.
They are.
What the fuck? I hope so.
All right, let's get out of Trump land.
Trump land.
Except for Trump that. Trump except Trump for Trump. That Nazi got punched in his face, and that was the
funniest. Oh, the Nazi got punched in the face.
The meme. The dude.
Somebody remixed.
He's not a Nazi. He's not a Nazi.
He's been getting remixed too. Doom 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 doom, and it's all. You know, the drum kick is him getting hit. Uh-huh.
There's 400 songs
that have been remixed with him getting punched in the face. Okay, think of you.
My
that,
favorite right. is Born in the USA.
Yes, I would say
that. In the. So good.
It's like you think a lot of people are. I saw people when that happened, like, don't, it's fucked up.
People, you can't punch about, people.
Yeah, it's not fair. But it's like, dude, you know what this guy's doing?
Yeah.
Like, punch it's like, that it's dude. Like he's on the. Like, there's things on. Like, there's levels, you know? There's levels, okay? He's on par with, like,
wait,
with some
he's
of the
harming way more people than the guy that punched him.
Yeah,
harming.
Exactly.
There's levels and punchability.
And now he is like. He's been remixed into 400 songs, like you said.
Yeah.
And now he's like, okay, he's now he's that guy.
Yeah, he
and
is
that's
that
your,
guy.
That's your fucking karma, dude.
Yep.
For doing you're all the mean guy. Shitty things that you've done. And the KK, all the racist bullshit you've been trying to, like...
get going.
There's your fucking karma.
Yeah.
You deserve everything you get right now. I feel no sympathy for people like that. Like, they're not going to change, dude. Like...
Oh, no, no,
change.
No.
You know, that's what that guy part. Is for his whole life. That's who he is. Fine, be that way, but when someone comes and punches you in the face and you get remixed into 400 songs, you deserve it.
Just right on the ear. Fire! Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
To the hi-hat?
No,
or the snare? Yeah. Every punch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Anyways. It's okay. Everybody that's sad that a Nazi got punched, no. It's okay.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Plus, he said he could take a punch. We're in a different time, my brothers. Oh, I went crazy.
That was a good way to end the...
Trump bump dump. All right, so we'll start doing that, and we'll get better at it. We'll get fast. We'll just be like, Trump says, this suck, that suck. All right, peace. Back to life.
Back to the good stuff.
So do we need a palate cleanser?
Yeah,
palate cleanser. Let's do that real quick. Palate cleanser, please.
I had milk.
Yeah.
I had a glass of milk, a cup of milk in the microwave, and I went down the hall to the bathroom, and I forgot about the milk. And then I remembered after a while, and for about 15 minutes, I hunted for the milk.
Oh.
To find it. I thought I must put it back in the refrigerator, and it wasn't there. It wasn't down the bathroom, and it wasn't anywhere.
Yeah.
And then finally came to... It was in the microwave, and it was cold now.
That's called the microwave magic trick. I do it with coffee all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not senile. That's just normal.
I didn't think you were getting senile yet.
Yeah, I am.
I know I am, but I can't find the milk.
Yeah.
I hunted all over for it.
It gave you something to do.
Well, yes, it did, but I wanted to go to bed. I'm tired. Anyway, that's my story.
Nice.
I'm going to go to bed now with warm milk.
I did not expect that at all.
Well, yes. just a little palate cleanser. Well, yeah, it's Grandma. Mildred. You can call her Mitty.
Mitty.
But it's a little palate cleanser, you know what I'm saying? Perfect. And at the same time, it's showing the levels of problems in the world.
That's pretty deep, man.
I've been getting deep lately.
I do that shit, though. You put something down, you can't find it. Feeling old and senile. Just never. The thing is once it starts, it doesn't get any better. It just gets worse.
It's so go time.
You do it now, you're not getting better at it.
No, that's what I was saying to my
it's
grandma.
It's
going to
happen more and more and more.
But you get to where you don't care early, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're old and it happens, you're like, oh, shit. And then, now you're like, I don't even care where the coffee is. I'll make some more. Jeff was over. We were working on some stuff or something when she called.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to heat up my coffee, and there was just a mug of coffee in the coffee in the microwave. And so I took a picture of it and sent it to her.
You're like, see?
I told you.
That's awesome.
So what else we need to talk about? Technology. Oh, when I thought of art and technology, I thought about drones, because we, on the show a long time ago, we talked about that drone when the dude tagged in Times Square. Dude tagged the big billboard with a drone.
Katsu. Like,
is that what it was?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think who it was. I want to say it was one of the Kardashians.
They had a part to do with it?
No, it was the model that he tagged.
Oh, it was a billboard. Nice. Yeah. What the look at that? I've never even seen it. Yeah. I think I might have
it's saw not it very, there. Like, he goes up and
it's all crappy, of, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like he defaces it.
Yeah.
But once you get more stable ones, you know, and you
gets get figured good out. With it, yeah. They'll be on.
Catching tags in weird ass spots.
Yeah. Drones. But then I got sidetracked though and started falling into drone land.
Falling into drone land.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching The White Rabbit or something, or I think it's The White Rabbit. It's the three people from Mythbusters. Mm-hmm. There's the two guys and then the team of three, two guys and a girl.
Yep.
And they do all, it's actually a really good show, and they do this one about, like, I can't remember what the whole episode's for. It's like annoying gadgets or something, and drones, and the opening scene, it's like a drone, a guy, like, runs a red light, and the drone just follows him, the guy gets out of the car, his work or something, and the drone gives him a ticket.
Drops it off.
Yeah, like, here's your ticket, you're in a light. I was like, dude, that's just going to start happening, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to be walking down the street, all of a sudden, a fucking drone. Sir, stop, please. Stop, sir. You're going to be like, what the fuck? And then you're going to turn around, you're going to be talking to a drone, and then they're going to give you a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
See, you can't run away.
Like, don't run. Like,
have your drone fight that drone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you can, like, lose them.
Another 400.
It'll be assault on
officer. On an officer, yeah. Exactly.
Because they're gonna be officers. They're gonna be deemed as officers. Some asshole's gonna shoot them down, and it's like you're gonna go to
jail forever.
That's,
but you're gonna be high up in jail.
Yeah, you'll be high up.
You'll still be. What'd you do?
Shot a drone.
Fucking cop drone, motherfucker. Bring your drone.
But like drones, like art wise, I mean, video and all that, you know, video editing, and I mean, everything, like, that's how I see those contributing to the art world. I mean, in many other ways, but personally, what I think of, like, art and drones, it's like video.
Dude, my art's been on drones, flying around.
Yeah, you said yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You still haven't seen it.
You rode drones.
I rode drones. Ghost ride the drone. Oh, no, don't do that.
So, what, like, the another subject, or like kind of the psychology behind, like, technology and art, is like the artists that, you know, we all know them, and musicians and everybody, I think, in general, you know, they're afraid of the new technology, or they're
technophobic.
Not that, but like they're true to their craft.
You don't want to change. Yeah, change is scary.
They're true to what they do, and this is the way that it's done.
Right? Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Any other way is fake.
And if it's not done in this way, then it's fake. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Is it art? Is it, and kind of what I go back to, cause I was graffiti tagging, and I didn't do any really like traditional training in art. Actually, I didn't do any when I was a little bit older, I did some classes, but like, I don't really think about art and technology, and I didn't let go of the whole, like, I'm not going to grasp onto new stuff. Through art, I did it through music, and I was DJing, and I started out on turntables.
Yeah.
And I had a buddy who was CDJs. Oh, we used to just give him so much shit. Like, you CDJs, you're not a real DJ, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, like, fuck. You know? And then 2001, somewhere between 2001 and 2003, oh, these CDJs, it's so much easier. I can have, like, way more music on a CD. You have a digital readout, it's quicker, it's faster mixing. I was like, oh, this is good. So then I fucking, total hypocrite, right?
Yeah.
Like, totally talking shit about it, and then I do it. Total hypocrite. Which is what most people are when it comes
That's what
to,
happens.
Like,
yeah.
Like, this kind of discussion is, like, they talk shit because they're afraid of it, and then they realize, oh, that's actually benefits me, and then you do it, and you're a hypocrite. So then it was like, the next step, I was like, Serato, which is like, for people that don't know, it's basically like you have a laptop, goes into a box, and then you can either do turntables, vinyl, or CDJs. And at the time that I did the switchover, that's really kind of your only options. And you have digital readout, and your whole music library is in your computer or on an external hard drive.
And you have like real things that you spin.
Yeah,
like if
you're
spinning,
you're playing on like blank vinyl records.
Yeah.
So it was like a way to still keep the pureness
the
of
the feeling. Yeah.
But when it came out, everybody talked, like all the vinyl guys talked mad shit. You can't have a computer, blah, 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 blah. But then everybody switches over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really talk too much shit about it. I was too broke to get it when I was so like, I was like, I really want that, but I can't afford it. I ended up getting it. And, you know, then it changed the whole way that I DJed or whatever. But if you fight all the technology and you kind of are this person that is like bash people that use it.
Yeah.
You're really only shooting yourself in the foot because it's like you could use that technology and be better.
Yeah.
Like you're going to find a way within that technology to do what you're doing as an artist. I'm not going to fight this like progressiveness in music, in art, and all this thing. Like I'm not going to be that guy that's like, oh, it's not how you do it. You know, I'm just going to, all right, that's cool. Let's try it. You know, kind of the argument or psychology of it is I think if people let go of like it has to be done this certain way,
mm-hmm.
and actually
but it's from that scared the part that you were talking about, like, yeah. I totally feel that because it's like you're talking shit on it because it's like a new thing,
yeah,
and it's like a scary monster, you don't know what the deal is,
right,
when it can't just be your homie and be behind your back and be like, what up, bitch? something like that.
Befriending the bully.
There you go.
Befriending the bully, get him on your side. Because it really, like, everything that I've used now, and it's not like I use all this shit. Like, I don't use a bunch of different stuff in my process. But I'm able to do different things that I wouldn't have been able to do it without technology. Like, you don't have to go through an apprenticeship and become a master.
Yeah.
In everything. Like, if that's what you want to do and you want to be an apprentice, go through whatever steps it takes to be this master, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like sign painters and stuff like that.
Yeah, glass blowers.
They have like, a lot of them have really strict rules within that community.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, if you don't follow those, then you're just some hack, you know?
Right.
You know, and that's cool. And I think that's awesome, but I don't like me personally, like I don't have that patience, I guess. Like I want to kind of try everything and do everything like that. So technology benefits me. I guess also, if anybody's listening to this, I'm trying to make the point of, like, being more open to trying new, like, if you're an artist and you're, not to say you're scared, you're hitting a wall with your art or you want to think about how you could expand your stuff, don't be afraid to pick up a piece of technology and utilize it in your way. Like, you're a good artist or whatever, like, you're going to use that technology in a way that this artist over here could use the same technology and he'll use it in his way.
It's exactly like when we went and did the virtual reality at Isaiah Coberly.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Jeff did it and I did it. And it was totally different.
Yeah.
You know, like the outcome was totally different.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be.
Right.
But it's that same thing that you're talking about with a technological tool that you just get you get in there. And then now you have this whole world. You can do whatever you want. First of all, virtual reality art stuff is nuts. Have you done it?
I haven't done it, but I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it? Yeah. It's nuts. It's really just like how you see it on a commercial or something. Yeah. It's like the same thing.
Yeah,
it's really exactly the same.
And draw.
And you like put it, it's 3D. The first thing I did was like a scarf tag, and it was 3D like toothpaste, but just in the air in front of me. But then you can go around it. You can draw around it. You can do whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You can have people utilize it like at MIT for like different theories because you can just go in there and write. You're just going in there and writing like it's your whiteboard.
Yeah.
But then you can step one foot up and do another one. And you can step one foot up and do another one.
Yeah.
So you can have all your notes that you walk through at night when you're studying. And it's fucking awesome. And people like me can get good grades. So I'd just be like, oh, I was up all night studying. Holy shit,
you
should see this place.
Then you get too many notes, though, and you get lost in your own notes. You can't find that one note that you need to find.
Where the fuck is it?
You start just scribbling on the other one.
Fuck, you get mad and fucking start crossing shit out.
They had a program that was for sculpting, too.
Yeah.
And it had, like, a gun. Did I talk about this before? I might have.
I don't know.
It had, like, a gun. Your hands are, like, holding on to guns or little trigger joystick kind of things. Mm-hmm. It shoots out balls that are kind of, like, pixelated. Not pixelated, but, like, 8-bit. But I'm saying 8-bit, yeah, like, squares pixel. And...
Yeah, like fucking so, Pac-Man or something.
Yeah. So you pull the trigger and a ball comes out that's 3D and like squares, you know, that make the ball.
Yeah.
And so however much you pull the trigger, it grows the orb that you're making, which is in the shape that you're shooting it.
Yeah.
Then you can scale it, stand on top of it, and get height sickness where your knees are going out and you're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Yeah.
Because you shrink into like where you're an inch big to your sculpture that you just made that's as big as you. And you're like looking down off the top of it.
Weird.
No, you lose your fucking mind. Actually, if we would have had this when we were kids, I would have not been here right now. I'd just be hooked up to a machine somewhere like... Mm.
I got a buddy who can't wait till he gets old because he's just going to live in whatever world you can live in. I was like, I don't know about all that, but... Got you. That's what you want to do when you're old. You can't move anymore.
Volunteering for the Matrix.
Yeah, he's
volunteering. He's just snowboarding.
Yeah, he's like, which I got into a virtual reality thing, and it was over at a friend's house, and he's like, "Yeah, you gotta check it out. It was his new toy for Christmas." And but he had games and stuff like that. And there's this one where you, basically, it's to kind of get you used to it. You go super deep into the deep ocean. No. And, like, I started getting, like, claustrophobic and shit.
Yeah, wow. Because you're deep.
I was like, this is... And then I was like, it's not fucking real. What the fuck? I'm like, am I really getting claustrophobic right now in this thing? And, like, I totally kind of, like, got anxiety. And like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Calm myself down.
That's what I'm talking about with the heights. Yeah. Like, it's real. It's not... Yeah. Your body reacts like it's real. There's no... Like, this is fake.
Yeah, because you're seeing it, so your brain, you have to...
Your brain's like, no, don't fall off that fucking thing. Why are you looking down that thing?
You got to totally have two conversations with your brain while you're in there.
Especially if you're open. Like, if you're an open person, then you're just going to be like, I'm in here.
This is right.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, I'm going to die. Awesome, though. Super fun. Thanks, Isaiah.
Yeah,
that was still one of the funnest things. I might have a clip of him explaining it. Yeah. You're live.
Are we live?
We're live.
We're fucking live.
Oh shit, they heard us. Welcome to Canned Teeth Radio. We're live with Isaiah Coberly.
What's up?
We're drinking Monster energy drinks mixed with adult beverages.
Monster.
But we're here to talk about virtual reality.
All about it. So let's go inside. All
right. We got Jeff Weig in here. Woo! Get him down. So check this out. So this is kind of what he's seeing inside the goggles.
He's really there, though.
Yeah, he's really there. And he got a way clearer view of his little room of music fun. So let's go. Let's check it out. Let's check out what it looks like on the outside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See that?
Holy.
Yeah. So you made up this whole song inside those goggles?
Yep.
What do you think? What do you think of the virtual reality setup?
Well, I don't have to fuck around with cables. It's awesome.
Virtual cables?
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I need another cable. Okay, here.
Sure.
So I'm like, shit, I gotta find one.
All your instruments just levitate wherever you put them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I was just on the drawing one. What was it called?
Tilt brush.
Tilt brush. Awesome. You could draw anything. It's in real space. So, like, I could do a 3D, like, kind of like sculpture drawing or 3D drawing when they use those 3D pins. Kind of felt like that, even though they felt way smoother and awesome.
it's like drawing in three-dimensional space. Most people who can't draw in 2D actually are more comfortable drawing in 3D.
Yeah, because it's right here. You can be like,
and you can put it where you want it. Yeah. Because you don't, you're not on that page trying to make something look like something.
It's like somebody who can draw a table on a flat page, piece of paper.
Yeah.
Can just kind of walk around like they're pretending to walk around a table and draw a table.
Yeah.
You know, and then just it's got legs it. That go to the floor, and you know, it's this square, and so on. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. What kind of uses can you see? Like, just a few. I know there's billions. But, like, what are a few of the top ones that you think about?
I think about it for in terms of productivity. I like to be able, or creativity and productivity, I like to be able to draw concepts inside of there when I'm, you know, creating something new.
Right.
I like to be able to conceptualize in there because it doesn't have to go through that barrier of two-dimensional interpretation. If I'm going to draw something that's three dimensions...
Yeah.
On a page, I have to draw it from a couple different angles. I have to practice a lot. Whereas here, I just kind of, you know, I put it together really, really quick and erase it if it sucks. And,
yeah.
You know, keep on, you know, iterating on it the same way I would. Except then that becomes content that seems to be more powerful than something I would have created on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I still use paper a lot.
So, yeah. I'm addicted to paper.
Oh, yeah.
But in this, when I was inside that room... Or that room. When I was inside the goggles.
Yeah.
The creation part, like, you can make anything. You could take your house plans, like you said.
Yeah.
House plans and figure out how you're going to set up your, all your furniture. You could figure out your new desk for your studio, your workspace, you know?
Yeah.
You can, there's so many different things that you could use this for.
It's pretty staggering, the amount of possibilities there are.
It made me crazy. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. When somebody experiences virtual reality for the first time, typically they spend a couple days spinning out about, like, wow, this is like a whole new paradigm when it comes to computer-human interfaces.
Yeah.
They're used to a two-dimensional interface on their computer where everything is laid out like a newspaper or something like that. Well, in virtual reality, it's different. It's we're three-dimensional creatures that live on a three-dimensional planet.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we can communicate with a computer in that kind of same fashion where if you want something, you reach out and you pick it up and you hold it and you use it. And
when you're done,
you put it away or throw it away.
Or you manipulate it.
Yeah. That's why kids can do incredibly sophisticated things. That, you know, like computer animation, you know, this is something that people go and get training for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kids can just pick it up and like, oh, you move this here. And then, you know, push play and it moves, you know. It's really interesting to see. And I put quite a few kids through virtual reality. And it's just...
It's fun. You got your little
experiments. You don't have it. Yeah, I do. All my little seedlings.
We'll see. Come on, children.
All right.
You're just taking notes on the clipboard the whole time.
That's right.
Let's see how Jeff's doing.
All right.
Let's get back to it.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about, like, technology coming in and changing the face of art? I mean,
it's inevitable, really.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, are you going to fight it? Or are you going to accept it?
I think I work with it a lot. Because I did the app thing, like, that the kids were doing. It's like one of my main things is like this eraser app. So when I do the puppet skating or anything, it's just like a rubber stamp tool. And I paid $60,000 to learn how to.
Mm-hmm.
And then these kids just go,
I want that gone! Yay!
I got into it with that, and like all the animation I do is on the app. Yeah. It's all, I do everything with my phone, you know, so it's all based off that new technology.
Yeah.
And it took, because I was the same person before this technology, and I had a backpack that was my phone, you know? I had a backpack full of everything.
Yeah.
I had a backpack with a video camera and an audio recorder and a calendar and a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything that's in my phone. And, well, not everything that's in my phone, but a lot.
Not even close. That's the thing.
It's nuts. It's nuts to think about like that. Because going through the, being this age where we watched it really fast, go,
from nowhere.
Yeah.
Here, yeah.
And like my grandma or something, it's like understandable for it to be weird, but like for us, like we were in it, but as it changed, so we're still like I feel old sometimes when the kids are like blah 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 blah, and I'm like, what? Well, let me check this shit out. But that was being a high school teacher though too for a while.
Yeah, you're tapped into the, like,
because they'd be like, check out this app. It brings your drawings to life. You start blinking.
There was that app that everybody did, everybody did that.
Motion portrait. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. You were too cool. Nah. You were staying away from the technology.
I was like, that's just not cool. That's just not cool. That's just whack. I'm not gonna do that technology. You guys are faking it.
You were at home taking selfies.
You're a fake artist.
That's hella fake.
That's hella fake, you fake artist. You can't use technology to become better at what you do. I have some deep-seated roots in the hate.
In the hate?
In the technology haters.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think it's just good now. It's getting to a point where there's so much stuff is so easy and good, though, with that. If you're towards art or, like, sending art or working on art and sending art or working on art with other people that are in different places, mm-hmm. I love all that.
Well, it's like, I always think about how to do things, like, faster. How can I do this faster? I don't have as much time as mm-hmm. I need to, and so that's kind of the way I look at every project that I go into that's, you know, time-based or whatever. You know,
it's probably smart. I probably need to do that more often.
Well, you think about it, it's like, what's out there to help me speed this mm-hmm. project A up? How can I do this faster? The faster you do it, especially if it's paid, your time's worth more, you know, mm-hmm. and no, the consumer, the only people that really actually hate are the people that aren't willing to try that technology because they're afraid or whatever.
Yeah.
But the consumer, the person, the viewer, I don't want to call them consumer, the person on the street seeing your mural, they don't care. They're like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say about yours, about your artwork. When you're saying, people are saying that that's not artwork or whatever, people react to your artwork like, oh my God.
What the fuck?
This dude, what the, yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. And that's like, and that's a complimentary, like, what the fuck? It's not like, oh my God. But everybody's impressed by it, you know, because for one thing, it's like, you don't know, like, I can guess how you did it, but I don't know, you know? Like, nobody knows, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no, and the layman on the street is not going to know at all, you know? They're just going to be like, whoa, that's okay. Fucking awesome. Yeah. Which, I mean, it is awesome.
Thank you.
And you can check it out at DKOY1. How you spell it?
DKOY1.com. But really, like, you know, I like the idea of technology and art in this whole episode was to kind of talk about technology with it, but I think for me, like, I want to just tell people to kind of just shut up about it and enjoy it and, like, take it in and utilize it, because mm-hmm. people, I'm constantly thinking, like, all right, when am I going to get replaced? I haven't even made it to where I want to make, and I'm already thinking about some kid is going to fucking replace me.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to fall off.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you have that, how do you stay...
relevant? Sorry, I'm giving you words.
Relevant's kind of a word, but more like current, I would say, would be a better way of saying it. Kind of like current standards, current deadlines, and you know, it's a different ball game in the design and art kind of world where you're dealing with clients, you know, that are, you know, you have this amount of time that you can do it, you start this date, you have to have it done by this date. You know, traditional art, a lot of it is like commission based, and you can, or you're just making your own stuff, you don't have like the timelines. So I think coming up the way I came up into the design world, like, now it's just like deadline, so I'm constantly like, how do I do this quicker, how do I make it better, faster, and where I can do multiple different things,
mm-hmm.
like where it's not just spray painted, it's not just brushes, it's not just a digital print, it's like, how do I take all of that, and then even when I'm trying to mesh all that together, I'm thinking, what else can I bring in?
Yeah, like, how can I put sculpture?
You know, and then it's like the technology aspect, that's what helps us. Like, that's what helps people to be quicker and faster.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Like, for me, when I do a mural, it's like, it's always digital. My sketch, is done in Photoshop. And if I was to sit down and draw it, like, it would take me probably, you know, with my schedule, it'll probably take me at least a week just to get my sketch. And then I have to paint that sketch. So why would I do it twice?
Yeah.
Whereas in Photoshop, it's like, boom, I'll bust out like a mural idea in like 2 hours maybe.
You know?
And then it's like loosely
you go from
thrown
that.
Together. And then I build, that's the foundation to what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Instead of like a sketch, you're like, at least with me, like, I'm like, everything has to be perfect, and there's 100 million erase marks, and, like, you know, like, it's just...
Paper's got holes in it.
Yeah.
Is your mural still up?
Which one?
On 11th Street?
Yeah.
The Spaceworks?
Yeah. I actually hit that guy up to hit Spaceworks up to see if they just have, like, walls. So I want to do a Tacoma takeover.
Oh, you're trying to. You're looking around. Involved.
Yeah. Just want to paint.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, Tacoma's a perfect city to have murals in. Like, just needs some untapped market.
See what you can do about that.
I'm trying.
No deadlines.
Such a problem with it.
But even with, okay, there's a good thing. Technology within spray paint. Like, when I started, it was Krylon, watery as fuck. Mm-hmm. You had to go steal tips off of other certain cans.
Yeah, so little cans.
Fat tips and all this other stuff. You had to steal, you know, go into shops and steal them. And then as graffiti got more evolved, now there's every kind of tip you can imagine for anything you want to do from, like, a, you know.
That's not real graffiti.
That's not real.
You guys need to take the tips off and use your mouth.
You use stencil tips. Like, I've had people tell me, you use stencil tips. That's not, nah.
Not
going to say, but one of the dudes in my crew always gives me shit about using stencil tips. Shut up. You got to use fat tips.
No, you like, don't. Dude. You got to use whatever the fuck you want because it's your life. Sorry, that's what I get back to.
I know. That's kind of funny. But within that, yeah. And then, like, transparent colors and stuff. Classic same story, transparent black, transparent white. Been using it for days.
Yeah.
Guys in my crew give me shit for it. Oh, you can't use transparent. You got to just shade with the black. You got to know how to shade with the black.
No, because now there's transparent.
And now that, yeah.
Transparent means when you're painting, you just add a little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, and that gets whiter and whiter and whiter instead of just spraying on white.
Yeah.
It's like 30%. Cool. Black maybe or 20%. It's not even, it's just enough to where you can,
there's something on there.
Yeah,
and then there's a little
white,
bit more,
all the highlights with transparent white. But now they all use it
because it was that same story, that same old story. There we are.
Sorry guys, I love you, but
we came back around. I love you, but you are some transparent using motherfuckers. So well, we should probably wrap this one up. I think
wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
That's a good one.
Wrap it up.
What?
No. We didn't have no music. Like, no lead into any music.
Maybe before the dump Trump, you can put some music.
I can put it anywhere. I can just put off something somebody says or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you said, take this job and shove it or something, then I could just...
Take this job and shove it.
I'm going to go paint for free.
I'm going to go paint for free.
Islands in the stream. Oh. Let's hit this outro music.
Alrighty.
All right. So thanks a lot for listening to the new improved Candy Teeth Radio. I wanted to really quick give a shout out to the Wonder Calmer Curiosity Shop at Freight House Square. She always hooks me up with stuff, but you should go down there and check it out because there's so much interesting dead stuff and skeleton stuff and human skulls.
You ain't lying.
And you can get a pen and needle tattoo. What do they call it in jail?
Stick and poke.
Yeah, stick and poke. You can get a jail tattoo if you want. All kinds of stuff.
There are benefits.
There are benefits. There might be a bucket of dead puppies in the back fermenting, but probably not by now.
So check it out.
So check it out. Another place I want you to check out, local business. I'm doing these local business shout outs.
Hell yeah.
Mad Hat Tea. These people have hooked me up my whole life since I've known them.
And where are they located, Jeremy?
They're located on Commerce Street in Tacoma. Is that good enough?
Sounds
plus
good.
They're located in your phone.
That's true.
You not can Google remember. For it. Use technology to find them.
Use the technology.
Don't ask somebody where they're at. Just look it up.
Mad Hat Tea. Slurp on this. I think that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, wait a minute. A couple more things. I got two confirmed guests for February 7th. Casey Weldon.
All right.
Well done. Now, after that, you ever heard of this dude? Charms One.
I have.
Wow. Quite the character.
I just saw Charms mural today.
Did you?
Yeah.
This dude is constant. I didn't realize how constant this dude is until I've had him on Instagram for like the last couple years or something. Yeah. I didn't realize it's just full time. It's just all the time this dude's painting.
Yeah, it's nice of him to take a break and talk to us.
Yeah, he's excited too. He said, it's on.
It's on.
It's on. And he ain't fucking around. He's talking about aliens, conspiracy theories. We might have to make it a conspiracy theory episode.
It's going to get weird.
It's definitely going to get weird.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
That is it.
That is it.
Stay alive.
It's satisfying paying your bills from art, but it's I think almost more satisfying just going and painting for a day and not getting any rules or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.